感谢主耶稣的恩典。
We thank the grace of our Lord Jesus.
我们又平安经过一个礼拜。
That we have passed by a week very peacefully.
今天放下世上一切的工作，来这里守安息圣日。
Today we can put aside all the worldly matters and come to church to observe the Sabbath.
愿主耶稣祝福，让我们的身心真正得到安息。
And may the Lord Jesus bless all of you so that we may receive true rest in spirit and in body.
今天因为张传道代替简长老又到卡加利工作。
Today, Elder Chen, no, sorry, Preacher Chen, has replaced Elder Chen's, in the work in Calgary.
所以教会安排我在这里帮忙。
So the church has arranged me to come here, to conduct the service.
求耶稣给我力量。
And may the Lord Jesus give me strength.
让我们今天所查考的道理，你我都能得到造就。
So that the truth that we can study, we can both edify each other.
请看《使徒行传》十二章第一节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 11.
使徒行传第二章十二章第一节到十九节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 19.
我们简单的来念一遍。
And let us read through it.
那时希律王下手苦害教会中几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。他见犹太人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。那时正是除酵的日子。希律拿了彼得收在监里，交付四班兵丁看守，每班四个人，意思要在逾越节后把他提出来，当着百姓办他。于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切地祷告神。希律将他提出来的前一个晚上，彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守的人也在门外看守。忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边，屋里有光照耀，天使拍彼得的肋旁，拍醒了他，说：“快快起来！”那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。天使对他说：“束上带子，穿上鞋。”他就那样做。天使又说：“披上外衣，跟着我来。”彼得就出来跟着他，不知道天使所做的是真的，只当作是异象。过了第一层、第二层监牢，就来到临街的铁门，那门自己开了。他们出来走过一条街，天使便离开他去了。彼得醒悟过来，说：“我现在真知道主差遣他的使者救我脱离希律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的。”想来一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚的家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。彼得敲外门，有一个使女名叫罗大出来探听，听的是彼得的声音，就欢喜，顾不得开门，跑进去告诉众人说：“彼得站在门外。”他们说：“你是疯了。”使女极力地说：“真是他。”他们说：“必是他的天使。”彼得不住地敲门，他们开了门，看见他就甚稀惊奇。彼得摆手不要他们作声，就告诉他们主怎样领他出监，又说：“你们把这事告诉雅各和众弟兄。”于是出去到别处去了。到了天亮，兵丁扰乱得很，不知道彼得往哪里去。希律找他找不着，就审问看守的人，吩咐把他们拉去杀了。这段是事迹，也许我们常常听过。
I'm sure all of you are very familiar with this incident.
但是在里面有很多的教训啊，给我们在信仰上可以得到很大的帮助。
And within this incident, there are many teaching worthy for us to study, which will edify us greatly.
所以我们今天就把它定一个题目，叫做彼得被囚在监里。
Today we're going to use this topic, Peter's in prison.
彼得为什么会被囚在监里？
Why is Peter trapped in the prison?
我们刚刚读过的圣经就知道。
From the verses we've read just now,
第一就是希律王要下手苦害他教会。
First, it is because King Herod wants to persecute the church.
在他之前不久，雅各已经被杀。
And before him, shortly before him, James was already killed.
希律看到说雅各被杀，犹太人喜欢这件事。
When James was killed and the Jewish, they rejoiced with this.
所以就再去把彼得抓来下在监里。
So again, they tried to capture Peter and put him in the prison.
希律王要杀门徒，是因为他要讨犹太人的喜欢。
The reason why King Herod wanted to kill the disciple of Jesus is because he wanted to please the Jews.
其实宗教跟他没有什么关系。
Actually, religion has nothing to do with King Herod.
他要杀这些信耶稣的原因就是他要得到民心呐。
The reason why he wanted to kill those people who believe in Jesus is because he wanted to please the people, the Jewish people.
因为犹太人喜欢这个事，逼迫信耶稣的，那我就杀他们，让他们对我有一种好感。
And the reason why King Herod wanted to go ahead and kill them is because he wants the Jewish people to find a liking in him.
因为要得众人的民心呐，所以他宁可杀害信耶稣的人。
In order to please the people, that is why he went ahead and killed people who believe in Jesus.
今天有很多人为了达到自己的目的，他都会这样去做。
Today is the same, likewise.
再来呢，就是因为他传福音。
Next is because Peter was preaching the gospel.
他传福音，当时很多法利赛人、祭司啦。文士的都不高兴。
At a time when Peter was preaching the gospel, the scribe, the Pharisee, and the Sadducee, they were all against it.
这个不高兴的原因也是出于嫉妒。
The reason why they were against Peter is because of jealousy.
看不起他。
And they looked down on him.
不要听真正的真理。
And they do not want to listen to the truth.
我们可以参考第四章第七节，《使徒行传》第四章第七节。
Listen to Acts chapter 4, verse 7.
叫使徒站在当中，就问他们说：“你们用什么能力，奉谁的名做这些事呢？”明明知道他们在传耶稣。
Here, they know that Peter and John are preaching the gospel of Jesus.
但是故意又要问你是从哪里来的力量。
But still, they asked them, by what power or what name did you do this?
奉谁的名？
And in what name did you do this?
因为在这时候彼得、约翰行了一件神迹。
Because in this, from this verse before this, you can read that they just performed a miracle.
所以叫一个瘸腿的起来行走。
They had managed to heal the cripple.
硬着心的法利赛人。
And as a person who is hardened,
不但不相信，还要为难他们。
Not only did not believe in Peter, they want to go against him.
把他们抓去，问了很多事情。
So they arrested them and asked them many questions.
但是彼得他们怎么讲呢？
Then what did Peter reply?
看十九节。
Verse 19.
彼得、约翰说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。他们好勇敢。
Here we can see that Peter and John are filled with courage.
虽然被恐吓
，they were being threatened.
虽然被逼迫
，and they were being persecuted.
可是他们说，我们是要听从人，还是听从神
？Yet it says here that.Whether it is right for us to obey God or obey man.
你们都是敬拜神的。
All of you worship God.
你们都是守律法的。
And you observe the law.
你自己说，我要听谁？
And now you just ask yourself, who should I believe in?
听你们不听神，这样合理吗？
Should I listen to you and not listen to God?
所以我们所看见、所听见的这个福音，我们不能不说。
That is why he said, but we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
所以从使徒行传看下去，我们就知道使徒为了传福音，为了传耶稣，一直被逼迫。
That is why if we read this book of Acts, we can see that the disciples, they continue to receive persecution for the sake of preaching the gospel.
旧约时代也是一样。
And this is the same in the Old Testament.
我们看以赛亚书三十章第九节。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章第九节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 9.
因为他们是悖逆的百姓，说谎的儿女，不肯听从耶和华训诲的儿女。十节。
Ten.
他们对先见说，不要望见不吉利的事；对先知说，不要向我们讲正直的话，要向我们说温柔的话。七语。言虚幻的事，十一节。
11.
你们要离弃正道，偏离直路，不要在我们面前再提说耶和华的圣旨。百姓也是不听神的话。
We see the people, they do not want to listen to God.
他对先知说，
And he said to the prophet,
不要老是说那些不吉利的话，不好听的话。
He said, "Do not keep saying those unpleasant things."
为什么不一直说祝福啦？神会向无尽恩典脸很多，怎么不一直讲这些事
？Why don't you keep just continue to say that God will give us blessing, more blessing?
老是要讲，你们这样做不对，你们这样做不对，这样神不喜悦，会受到惩罚。这个。话很不好听
and yet you telling me and us all the things that God doesn't want us to do.
所以他说，拜托你们不要讲那些，讲一些虚幻的事情。
And that's why here it says, say no more of those things, but tell us pleasant things, prophecies, illusions.
讲一些柔和的话
，things that is pleasant to the ears.
不要老是要讲正道
，and not say things that sounds like rebuking us.
怎么走才是对？
And tell us the path, what is right or wrong.
不要闭口开口就说神神神。
You don't want to open your and close your mouth about Lord and Lord and Lord.
不要讲别，不能讲别的吗
？Can't you say something else more pleasant?
所以先知也一直被害。
And that is why at that time we can see that the prophet they also received many persecutions.
但是这些先知像彼得一样。
But this prophet they are like Peter.
我所知道的。
Whatever I know,
神所交代的
what God has instructed me,
我不能不说
I cannot help but to speak.
我们再看历代志下十八章
Let's turn to the second book of Chronicle.
历代志下十八章
Chapter 18,
十二节十三节
Verse 12 and 13, page 319.
那去召米该亚的使者对米该亚说众先知一口同音的都向王说吉言，你不如与他们说一样的话，也说吉言。米迦亚说：“我指着永生的耶和华起誓，我的神说什么，我就说什么。”一个王不听真话。
Here we see that a king he does not want to listen to the truth.
他用自己的意思要出去打仗。
And with his own intention, he wanted to go fight a battle.
就到来四百个先知，问他们说：“我去好不好
？”And so he got himself 400 prophets and asked them whether it is good for him to go ahead to battle.
那些先知说一口同声说：“王啊，你去这一次去一定得胜。
”And all of them said that surely if you go, you will receive success.
这个话很好听
，and it's very pleasant to listen to.
当时有一个犹太王，犹大这边的王，他。比较敬畏神
and at this time there was this king. He is the one who obeyed the Lord.
他就觉得不太对
and he thinks that it's not too right to do it.
问他说这里还没有先知吗
and he said, "Isn't there any prophet?"
他说有一个先知叫做米该亚
and one of them, the messengers replied, "There's one prophet. His name is Micaiah."
我恨他，我不听他的话。
But I hate him, and I do not want to listen to him.
因为他每次跟我讲不吉利的话
Because every time he will say things that's unpleasant.
为什么不想说 先知每次要为我讲不吉利的话。
Why is that he refused to believe the fact that he's telling the truth?
就是因为你这个王所行所做的神已经不喜悦了。
It's rather because what he has done as king, God is not pleased.
神为了要叫你醒过来悔改，所以一直叫先知告诉你所做的都不对。
And it's because God wanted him to repent, that is why he sent a prophet to rebuke him and tell him what he did was wrong.
后来因为犹大王一直说要请他来。
And it's because of the insistence of this Judah king for this prophet Micaiah.
他不得已就叫一个使者说请他来吧。
And that's why he went ahead and called messengers to send and summon Micaiah.
这个使者很可怜这位先知。
This messenger, he has pity on this prophet.
因为他知道每次你讲不吉利的话，你所受的就是很苦了。
He knows that whenever if a prophet will say something that's unpleasant to the king, then he will suffer in the end.
所以在半路就劝他。
So on the journey to the king, he would say to this prophet,
大家都讲好话，你也讲好话吧。
And advised him that since everybody has been saying pleasant things, then you should go ahead and say pleasant things as well.
为什么你要讲跟人家不同的话来受到逼迫？
Why is that you want to say things that's unfavoring, which is not good, and receive persecution?
你应该呀，跟彼得一样。
You should be like Peter.
神叫我说什么，我就说什么。
Since God wants me to say this, and I should say this.
因为这是责任
because this is our responsibility.
神要救这个王
God wants to save this king.
要我警告他
and want me to warn him.
我不能不说
I should say this.
所以他去的时候，他也是说，王啊，你去了，你会得胜了。
And if you should go ahead and say that, if you were to go and fight the battle, and you will surely receive success.
但是王知道这个不是他心底的话
but the king knows that this is not from his heart.
就生气说你到底什么时候才跟我讲实在话
and that's why he says that now when are you going to tell me the truth
但是他就讲了
and then he would speak
他设一个比喻意思就是说你这一次去征战一定会死了
and he would say an analogy that if surely you go and fight the battle this time you will surely die
不讲真话神也生王也生气
When he did not speak the truth, the king was angry.
讲真话，王更生气。
And when he spoke the truth, the king was even more angry.
所以他就对犹大王说：“我不是告诉你啊，他一定会，他一定不会跟我讲好话的。”
And that is why he said to the Judah king that surely he will not say things as pleasant.
所以下令把他囚在监里。
So they sent and put him in prison.
我们看二十六节。
Verse 26.
历代志下十八章二十六节
Second Chronicle chapter 18 verse 26
王如此说把这个人下在监里使他受苦吃不饱喝不足等候我平平安安的回来一个诚心诚意劝告的先知讲真实的话王不高兴
When we see a prophetwho wanted to use his truth to warn the king, but yet the king was not happy.
So, 把他下在监里
And so he put him in the prison.
让他受苦
And let him suffer.
吃不饱
Given nothing to eat.
喝不足
No water and bread.
让我平平安安回来的时候再来办他
Only until when I return safely, then I'll deal with him.
旧约时代的先知好多都是这样。
And in Old Testament, there are many incidents that happened to prophet like this.
结果他平安回来吗
？And do you think that the king will return safely?
真的死在战场上。
But truly, we know that the king died in the battleground.
何苦呢
？Why should he go ahead and suffer like this?
先知要有很大的勇敢呐、啊，因为怕神呐、啊，才敢向你讲真话。
We know that the prophet, they need to use a lot of courage to speak to the king. It is because they fear God.
我常常在想要当一个忠实的传道真的不容易。
Oftentimes, I think that to be a true preacher, it is not easy.
要觉悟啦。
But we must know our responsibility.
主耶稣来到世界上也是一样。
And this is the same when Jesus comes to this earth.
所讲的话 那些人因为自己不这样行，所以听了就不高兴。
What he has spoken was the truth, but it's because the people refused to do according to his word that is why the people were not happy.
主耶稣也说，天父要我讲什么，我就讲什么。
Jesus has spoken that whatever Father in heaven want me to speak, I speak likewise.
所以彼得会被囚在监里，不是因为他犯罪。
And the reason why Peter was put in prison was not because he had committed a crime.
他完全是为了传福音来受这种逼迫。
It is all because he was preaching the gospel. That is why he faces persecution.
政治的问题也要迫害他。
Political reason will continue to persecute him.
宗教的问题也要逼迫他。
Religious reason will continue to persecute him.
但是他很安然。
But still, he can find.
他虽然被囚在监里
，although he was put in prison，
他睡得很好。
He was sleeping peacefully.
他的手被铁链链住了。
And we see that his both hands was chained.
睡在两个兵丁的当中。
And he was sleeping between two soldiers.
外面监牢一层一层啊，看守得很严密。
And people were keeping strict vigilant eyes on him.
但是彼得很好睡。
Yet he can find peace when he sleeps.
如果他没有真正的信心，他怎么会睡？
If he do not have this true faith in God, how can he sleep so peacefully?
因为不久之前雅各才被杀。
It was shortly before this that he knew that James was killed.
今天把我抓来，就也是差不多了，提出去就是要杀了。
And today, when they have arrested me, I'm going to be.Somewhat the same with James, and I will be killed soon.
明天提出去就要被杀，他今天晚上可以睡得那么好。
He knows that tomorrow he's going to be killed, and yet the night before,
睡到天熟还要来拍他的肩膀。
He slept so peaceful until the angel had to come and wake him up.
他还以为在做异梦呢。
And at first he thought that he had a dream.
他真的很安心的睡。
He truly find rest in his sleep.
原因是他对主耶稣认识得很清楚。
And the reason is that because he understand the Lord Jesus.
还没得到圣灵之前的彼得。
For Peter, before he received the Holy Spirit,
他有心要爱主耶稣。
He has his heart to love the Lord.
可是没有力量。
But he lacked the strength.
而且对主耶稣也还不是认识得很深。
And he also lacked true understanding of Jesus.
所以他三次不认主。
And that is why we heard that he denied the Lord three times.
彼得的三次不认主，他是很痛苦的。
When he denied the Lord three times, we can see him that he suffered greatly.
有的人说，哎呀，彼得这么软弱。
Sometimes we always accuse Peter of being so weak.
在那种情形之下，你认主啊，你的生命也是危险的。
If you were to put yourself in a shoe and if you were to confess that you know Jesus, your life will be in danger.
彼得虽然是怕，可是他还一直跟到主耶稣受审判的地方。
Although Peter was afraid, but he still followed Jesus until the time when Jesus received persecutions.
所有的门徒都不知道跑到哪里去了。
And the rest of the disciples has fled.
他不认主之后，主耶稣看他一眼，这样他就出来痛哭。
And when he denied Jesus, Jesus looked at him. He cried.
就在他的心灵里面已经有一个觉得他对主耶稣很亏欠的地方。
He already have a deep scar inside him that he had fallen short of Jesus.
所以他得到圣灵之后，他就勇敢了。
That's why the moment when he received the Holy Spirit, he was filled with courage.
因为他知道得救最重要。
He knew that salvation is the most important.
因为在他遍帽山上看到以利亚、摩西下来跟主耶稣讲话。
On the mountain of transfiguration, he saw Elijah and Moses speaking.
圣灵感动他，因为他也没有看过以利亚，也没有看过摩西啊。
The Holy Spirit moved him. He himself never met Elijah or Moses before.
所以他才会说：“主啊，在这里真好。
”And that's why he said that it's truly.Good to be here.
只看到那个异象，他就已经告诉主耶稣说真好。
And when he saw the vision, he saw and he said that Lord, it's so good to be here.
我不愿意离开。
I do not want to leave this place.
有些人说彼得那时候这个话乱乱讲了。
Some people says that he's not speaking seriously.
因为他一紧张一害怕，不知道该讲什么。
Because he was too anxious, and he didn't know what to say.
就是他。 所讲的没有经过他的大脑。
And probably what he said at the time has not gone through thinking.
可是他为什么不会讲别的？
Why wouldn't he speak something else?
他可以说主啊，我很害怕呢，你们赶快离开我。
He would have spoken that, oh Lord, I'm so afraid. Please leave me now.
他直接的反应说这里很好呢。我就搭三座棚，我们就这样住在这里。
But his immediate reaction was that, "Oh Lord, it's so good here. Let us pitch a tent and stay here."
所看的意象都已经这么好，天国呢
？And since the vision that he has seen is so good, what about heavenly kingdom?
所以他认为自己可以得救。
And that's why at that time he thought that he can be safe.
所以死了也不怕。
And even if he should die, he was not afraid.
就是为道理来殉道，进天国，那有。倒是很好的事啊。
Even if he should martyr for the truth and enter into heaven kingdom, this is a beautiful thing for him.
因为他看死是要回家，所以他不怕，才会安然。
Because he see the death is to go home, go back to the heavenly home. That's why he can sleep peacefully.
还有呢，他已经为主做工。
And also he also have labored for the Lord.
保罗在啊。这个提摩太后书里面讲得很清楚。
And in 2 Timothy, Paul has spoken very clearly.
要打的仗已经打过了。
And that I have fought the battle.
要走的路已经走完了。
And I have taken the path.
啊，要守的道已经守住了。
And that I have kept the truth.
所以我现在要回家了。
And now that I'm returning home.
虽然保罗也是为道殉道。
We can see, we know that.Paul, he martyred for the truth.
但是他不怕。
But he was not afraid.
他很安慰。
And he was very comforted.
我一生当中所应该做的，按照神的旨意，我都做了。
He said that my whole life, what I should do for the Lord, I have done it all.
彼得也是这样。
This is the same for Peter.
我今天被关在监里。
Today I'm being put in the prison.
不是因为我犯罪。
It's not because I've committed a crime.
不是因为有其他的什么事情。
It's not because of something else that I have done.
我就是为了传福音来被人家关在监牢里面，我所要做的我已经做了。
It is because I was preaching the gospel, and that's why I was put in prison. I've done what I should do.
我为了主耶稣明天被提出去斩头，我也甘心乐意。
And if I should be beheaded for the sake of Jesus, I would do it willingly.
所以他可以睡觉。
And that's why he can sleep.
再来呢，他把一切交托给神。
And next, he put everything unto the Lord.
他相信神会看顾。
He believed that the Lord will take care of him.
后来他也是有勉励我们。
And later on, we can see that he encouraged us.
请看彼得前书第五章第七节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
彼得前书第五章第七节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
你们将要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。这是他的体验。
This is his experience.
所以他在这里勉励我们。
And that's why here he encourages us.
挂虑什么呢
？Why should you be anxious?
愁烦什么呢
？Why should you be worried?
将我们的一切通通卸给神。
We should cast all our anxiety on him.
因为他会顾念我们。
Because he cares for you.
他相信神会顾念。
He believes that God will care for him.
彼得有家庭呢。
Peter, he has a family.
因为保罗做见证。
It's from the testimony of Paul.
他有妻子。
He had a wife.
啊，在马太福音，主耶稣也医好他岳母的病。
And in the book of Matthew, we saw that Jesus has healed his mother-in-law.
所以彼得他有家庭。
We see that Peter was a family man.
明天提出去会被斩，会被杀，啊，你的家怎么办
？And what happened to the family if he should die the next day?
如果是我们哦，会整夜不能哭，不能睡，而且一直哭。
If we were Peter, we
紧张嘛
，would not sleep the whole night.
他为什么可以睡
？But why is that Peter can sleep?
因为他的体验。
Because from his experience, we can see.
把这些都卸给神了、啊，他一定会看顾。
That he has cast all his anxiety on the Lord because he cares.
因为旧约时代就发生这个事情。
We see that this has happened in the Old Testament.
先知的门徒太死了，太太。怎么样
？And what's going to happen to the wife of the disciple after when the disciple of Jesus died?
神也是显神迹奇事，让他能够生活。
And we see that God has performed miracle to allow the family to continue to live.
所以圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us
神不撇啊孤儿，不撇下孤儿。
That God does not forsake the orphan.
他要做寡妇的依靠。
He will be the one that the widow can rely on.
彼得就是我今天如果为道来殉道，神会看顾我的家庭。
So Peter here, he knew that when he was to die, if he were to die for the truth, God would take care of his family.
因为如果我今天哭了不能睡觉了，忧虑一个晚上，对我有什么帮助？
What help is there if I was to cry the whole night and to worry the whole night?
主耶稣说，你的忧愁不能使你的啊寿命多加一刻。
Jesus has said before that your anxiety is not going to prolong a minute or your lifespan.
我们现在从过去的事情看来，我们知道说后来人差使者来救他。
After all this has happened, we see that Jesus, God has sent an angel to save him.
但是在当时的彼得，他不知道神要救他。
But at the time, Peter didn't know that God is going to save him.
他已经觉悟，明天出去就是要被杀。
He already knew that he's going to be killed the next day.
这种信心啊，
this is the faith that he has.
是自己跟主耶稣一直很亲密才能得到的。
It's only because of this intimate relationship.
我相信我把我的家庭交托给主，他一定会看顾。
I believe if I were to entrust my family to the Lord, he would take care of them.
但是感谢主。
And thanks to the Lord,
神还要用他，神还要他工作。
God still want him to work and use him.
所以半夜就啊，差遣使者来救他。
And that's why in the middle of night, he sent an angel to save him.
他能够继续为主做工。
So that he can continue to work for God.
那么这段故事的后面呢，教会应该有的本分是什么？
And after this.Story, from this story, what then is the responsibility of the church?
当时的教会非常的兴旺。
We see that the church at that time was prospering.
所以说他被抓去关在监牢里面的时候说，教会却为他切切的祷告神。
We see that when he was being put in prison, the church was praying earnestly for him.
他们真的很同心。
They were praying in one accord.
一个传道人被抓去关在监里要被杀了，教会为他切切祷告神。
When a preacher was being put in prison, the whole church prayed in unity.
代祷很重要。
It is important for us to intercede.
我们现在常常啊聚会完了为谁祷告，为教会祷告，这个不是例行公事啊。
Oftentimes when we announce for intercession, this is not just a routine.
也许我们今天常常把它当作例行公事。
Maybe we have already seen that as a routine we do after for prayer.
听了就算了。
And we do not even pay attention to it.
不要说我们回家为他祷告了。
Let alone speaking that we're going to go home and pray for the person.
就是讲了之后这一次的祷告。
And the moment after when it was announced,For intercession.
我们在祷告中真的有想到刚才所报告那些事吗？
In our prayer, we ask ourselves, have we truly prayed for those people who require intercession?
所以变成我们的祷告没有发生功效。
And as a result, our prayer is not effective.
啊，这个就是我们没有真正在代祷。
This is because we have not truly interceded for the person who needs prayer.
那天在家庭聚会，有一姐妹就说：“她怎么帮助人家代祷，怎么去体会那个功效？”
During a family service, there was sister who said that how she has prayed for person and experienced the effect of prayer.
每一个都可以体验的。
And all of us here, I'm sure that you can experience this.
要看我们有没有真正去替人家祷告。
And it only lies on whether we have truly prayed for the others.
教会有好多事情需要祷告。
There are many things in the church that require prayer.
主耶稣当时也是责备那些门徒。
Jesus has rebuked his disciple before.
你们没有办法警醒祷告。
That you cannot stay awake in prayer.
我这么痛苦，你们都没有办法跟我来警醒一下子。
I'm suffering, and yet you cannot stay awake in prayer for even a minute.
不过当时 也难怪，因为他们还没有圣灵，还没有力量。
We cannot blame them because at that time they had not received the Holy Spirit and they were lacking of strength.
所以主耶稣提醒以后就是要常常祷告。
And that's why Jesus he warned them that they should be earnest in their prayer.
保罗也是常常要求信徒为他祷告。
Paul he also requested the disciple to pray for him.
因为一个传道者好像在前线在战场在征战一样。
Because a preacher is like fighting for the battle in the front line.
他需要有像摩西这样用他的手来托住。
And he needs to be like Moses, held up by someone else.
我们在传道的工作上体会到很多信徒都代祷真的发生功效。
And as a preacher, we have experienced that.Prayer of the disciple of the members are effective.
今天我们教会里面有很多事情需要我们去祷告。
And there are many things in this church require our prayers today.
因为教会里面的事情要用神的话来解决，来帮助。
There are many things in the church that require to be solved by the words of God.
像我们星期三晚上所听的道理。
Like the sermon that we heard on Wednesday night,
神的教会是要用真理来建造。
That the church of God has been established by His word.
这个力量要从神那里来。
And the strength has to come from God Himself.
如果力量失去了，
if we lack the strength,
所用的是自己的办法。
And if we lose the strength and we only use human method,
那么这个教会所建造出来就不合乎神的尺寸。
Then what the church is being built on is not according to the measurement of God.
这个在启示录记载很清楚。
And this is very, very clearly recorded in the book of Revelation. When God sent for angels
来量圣殿
to measure the holy temple,
来量祭坛
to measure the altar,
来量在里面礼拜的人、崇拜的人。
And to measure each and every individual who are praying within the temple.
要量一量有没有合乎神的尺寸。
And they should measure to see whether they are all according to the measurement of God.
一个教会在成长中，
when the church is still growing,
一定会有很多问题。
It will meet with many difficulty and problems.
人的软弱，
human weaknesses,
信心的不够，
lack of faith,
魔鬼的工作，
and the work of Satan.
层层在拦住我们
，and all these are obstacles that block us.
但是我们不怕，不怕
But we shouldn't be afraid of all this.
只是不是靠自己
，we shouldn't depend on ourselves.
是要靠祷告
，but rather on our prayer.
你有没有每天为教会来祷告
？Have we ever prayed for the church every day?
今天虽然知道教会里面有事情
，today although we know that there's something that's happened in church,
我们只是烦恼
，we only worry.
我们只是着急。
And be anxious.
我们只是叹气
and sigh.
我们只是埋怨谁的不对
or complain someone else is wrong.
这对事情都没有帮助
And we know that all this we cannot find a solution to the problem.
今天你责备谁不对都没有用
It's no use that we should complain about someone else wrong.
今天你埋怨也没有用
or rebuke others for their wrong.
今天你光是着急也没有用
or being anxious.
问题摆在眼前。
The problem is right ahead of us.
就是要跪下来。
We should kneel down and pray.
主啊，这么大的拦阻，我们该怎么办？
We should kneel down and pray and ask God, with this such big problem in front of us, what should we do?
如果每个信徒每天肯能为教会跪下来五分钟、十分钟都好，为教会来流泪祷告，我相信神会开路的。
I'm sure if a member should pray for the church,At least 5 to 10 minutes a day, God will open a way.
会给我们意外的平安
and will give us the peace that surpasses our understanding.
会让我们把事情很顺利的做得很合乎神的旨意
so that we can do all the matters that's according to God successfully.
不过当时的信徒有一个很可惜的地方
However, there's something that's very pitiful.
他们迫切的求
although they were praying very earnestly.
结果彼得被救出来了。
And when Peter was being saved,
他就一直来敲门。
They come and
say Peter, 不是 啊，彼得来敲门。
Peter was knocking on the door.
因为他知道在那个家庭的教会里面迫切在为他祷告。
Because you know that this family, was praying very earnestly for him.
那有一个使女就出来要听是谁。
So then there was a servant, girl. She came out and she wanted to answer the door.
听到是彼得的声音，很高兴。顾不得开门，就进去告诉他们说：“彼得回来了。”
And she was overjoyed, and she ran back without opening it, and said, "Peter is at the door."
这些人竟然说你发疯了。
But yet they said, "You're out of your mind."
他被关在监狱，怎么会出来
？She's in the prison. How can he get out?
他就一直说是他是他没有错。
And she kept insisting that it was so.
他说啊，可能是保护他的天使变成他了。
And then they said that it must be his angel who has turned to be like him.
有时候我们在讲迫切在祷告，到底是在祷告什么
？Sometimes when we're praying very earnestly for matter, we fail to understand what we're praying for.
你们不是在祷告求神让彼得能得救，不要丧失生命吗
？One day praying for the fact that Peter can be safe and not lose his life.
彼得回来了，不敢相信。
And yet when Peter returned, they cannot believe this.
有时候我们一直在祷告，一直在祷告，到底是不是出于信心的祷告
？Sometimes when we pray, is our prayer have we pray out of faith?
那天有一个姐妹又这样说。
Once a sister said,
孩子有问题。
When her son met with something,
但是虽然一直祷告
，although she kept praying,
祷告再祷告，睡不着，做不了事情，那个祷告就是。没有办法交托了。
And when she was praying, she can't sleep and she can't sit and do, her work. Then it's because she has not cast his prayer onto the Lord.
我们祷告要相信。
When we pray, we must believe.
主耶稣的祷告哦，事情还没完成，他就相信了。
And for Jesus, his prayer is like before the matter is being completed, he believed.
他为死去四天的拉撒路祷告，他是这样祷告的。
How did he pray for Lazarus who has died for 4 days?
他说：“父啊，你已经听我了。”
He said that Father, you have already listened to me.
都还没有工作，主耶稣的祷告说：“神啊，你已经听我，这件事情一定会成。”
Before he started working, he already said that Father, you have already listened to me, and this will surely be fulfilled.
所以主耶稣才告诉我们说。你祷告的时候，你要相信是得着就会得着了。
And that's why Peter said, Jesus said that before you pray, you know that you receive and you will receive.
没有信心的祷告，有时候就得不到什么。
And prayer without faith, it will be in vain.
除非神特别怜悯我们。
Otherwise, if God shall have special mercy.
所以我们要多跟主耶稣亲近，多认识他，我们就必定会信任他。
And that's why we have to come close to him and understand him more, then we'll have more faith in him.
你跟一个很要好的朋友，你一定很信任他。
This is the same when we have a very close friend, we'll trust this friend.
你跟一个陌生的人，他跟你说保证你什么，你一定不敢相信。
And on the other hand, we will not trust a stranger.
今天我们对主耶稣的认识到什么程度，就看我们的信心就到什么程度。
And today, our understanding of Jesus,determine our faith on Jesus.
那彼得出监狱以后，他又开始去工作。
And after when Peter he has left the prison, he started working again.
他不怕。
He was not afraid.
他不灰心。
He was not disappointed.
虽然有生命的危险，他还是去传福音。
Although he was faced with much danger, but yet he continued to spread the gospel.
因为他记住主耶稣跟他讲的话。
Because he remembered what Jesus had said to him before.
主耶稣特别问他三次，你爱我吗？
Jesus has asked him before for 3 times, "Do you love me?"
彼得被问到第三次说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
And for the 3rd time, Peter answered, "Lord, you know that I love you."
主耶稣知道彼得爱他。
Jesus know that Peter loved him.
但是就是要一直在提醒他。
But he wants to continue to remind him.
而且先告诉他。
And also he wants to tell him,
你将来要为我怎么死来荣耀神。
That one day you will die for me and glorify the Lord.
所以彼得已经有这种觉悟。
And we see that Peter already have this understanding.
他最后会殉道。
And one day he know that he will martyr for the
truth. 所以被救出来他还是不怕。
And even when he was being saved,from prison, he was not afraid.
因为他知道就是要为传福音来死。
Because he knows that he's going to die for the sake of preaching the gospel.
今天主耶稣也问你，也问我。
Today, Jesus also asked you and me.
某某弟兄，某某姐妹，你爱我吗？
That do you love me, brother and sister?
你怎么回答？
How would we answer?
我要怎么回答？
How am I going to answer this question?
我爱主吗？
Do I love the Lord?
我真的爱主吗？
Do I truly love the Lord?
我爱到什么程度？
To what extent do I love the Lord?
我真的爱主，主耶稣一样叫我们，你要牧养我的羊。
If I truly love the Lord, it will confess like this, then we have to tend the sheep.
今天我们真的有爱主，为主在做工吗？
Today, do we truly love the Lord and work for Him?
感谢主啦，有很多人都在为主做工。
We thank the Lord, there are still many people working for Him.
但是我们是不是能够像彼得这样坚定我们的立场信心？
But are we like Peter? We are holding on to the faith.
受到逼迫，受到打击，我绝对没有放弃我站在真理上的立场。
Although we're facing with persecution, that we still were not shaken from the truth.
有的人为主做工。
Some of us, when we work for the Lord,
受到打击
，and when we meet with problem,
受到批评
，or complain,
受到毁谤
，or slanderous remark,
一次就倒了。
And just for that, first of
all,
and I'm not going to do this anymore for the Lord.
为什么我要这样？
Why should I continue to do this and suffer?
我们为主做工，如果遇到什么事情，我们先检讨自己。
When we work for the Lord, and if we were to face with some difficulty, first we have to examine ourselves.
听道理也是为自己听，不是为别人听。
When we listen to truth, we listen it for us, not for others.
别人怎样，我不知道了。
We do not know what happened to someone else.
如果是我要讲一篇道理，我先讲给自己听。
First, if I would speak the truth, I would speak the truth to myself.
我是不是有真的这样相信，真的这样做？
Have I truly believed this and do accordingly?
我自己信得到，做有向这个目标来努力，我才有力量来勉励别人。
If I can believe what I have spoken and pursue for this goal, then I can go ahead and encourage the rest of the people.
有一弟兄为教会，他很热心在做工。
There was a brother, he was working very zealously for the Lord.
受到几次的打击以后
，and after when he had met with a few problems,
他自己在想
，and he's
他自己在想，我这样做并没有错。
He said that what I have done was not wrong.
这是按照道理
，and I have done according to the truth.
为什么这么多人不接受我
？Why is it so many people cannot accept me?
他说教会我不要去啊
，I'm not going to go to church.
他这个不要去不是放弃神
，it is not because he want to give up on God.
他很灰心
，he was disappointed.
他说既然教会都这样，我去做有什么用
？He says since church is like this, why should I go?
我也不要去，也不要看
，I don't want to go to church.Or even look at everyone else in the church.
因为看了就伤心
Because the moment when I look at the people, I'll be sad.
受打击就灰心
And I'll be even more disappointed.
我不如在家里好好祷告灵修看圣经
I'd rather stay at home, pray, and read the Bible.
妈妈怎样劝他，他都不听
And no matter how the mother were to encourage him, he refused to listen.
他说你不懂啊
And the son will answer, you do not
know
what
I'm talking about. 我不是因为人家对我这样，我就啊这样不高兴
It is not because of the people that I'm unhappy.
我是伤心
But rather, I'm very sad.
我不要去看
I do not want to see those people
看了我心里更痛苦
And when I see them, I'll be even more sorrowful.
我是因为这样不去
It is because of this, I do not want to go to church.
这个妈妈没有办法只有为她祷告
And the mother cannot do anything else but to pray for her son.
有一天晚上神叫她
And one day, God,
她正睡得很甜的时候
One night when he was sleeping,
神出声叫她的名字
God opened his mouth. God opened.
某某人
He said, "Dear brother."
他醒过来
and he woke up.
一看主耶稣钉十字架的异象
He woke up and he opened his eyes and he saw that God, Jesus was crucified on the cross.
穿的白衣服
and with his white gown.
这个钉痕血这样一滴一滴流下来
and with blood dripping, from the cross.
他说某某人
And God said, Dear brother,
你很辛苦
that you have suffered.
我知道
I know.
可是你为我 有到这个地步吗？
But have you suffered to the extent that I'm suffering right now?
我为你，我钉十字架。
For you, I've been crucified on the cross.
那你今天为我在教会所受的苦到什么程度？
And what is the extent of suffering that you have received for me now in church?
他不敢看。
And he did not even look.
他跪下来大声哭。
Immediately he was on his knee and he prayed.
主啊，我不配。
And cried and said that I'm not worthy.
我算什么？
Who am I?
几句话就把我打倒。
And just a few words that I was fallen.
几个误会就把我打倒。
And just a few misunderstandings now that I was fallen.
倒到底呀、啊，爬不起来。
And now that I've fallen to the pit that I cannot get up anymore.
我实在不配。
I'm not worthy of you.
他痛痛地悔改。
So at that time, he truly repented.
求主耶稣赦免。
And asked God to forgive him.
他就重新得力，又出来工作。
And again, he was regained with strength and to work for the Lord.
主耶稣问我们，爱我吗？
Today, Jesus will ask us again the same question. Do you love me?
但愿每一位弟兄姐妹都是跟主耶稣说我爱。
I hope that every one of the brothers and sisters here will answer, I truly loved you.
因为爱主耶稣，受一些苦没有关系。
And it's okay for us to suffer since we love the Lord.
彼得说主会看顾我们。
Because Peter said that Jesus cared
for us. 他会带着我们走过这一段路。
And he will carry us and walk with us on this path.
苦过甜就来了。
And after the suffering will come sweetness.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
I mean the Lord guide all of us here.